We are learning Masechtas Soita, Daf Yoram Aleph. We are beginning in the bottom of Daf Tesam Abayz, the bottom line. In the pasuk it says, and the Malach came to Eishes Menoyach, the mother of Shimshon, and the Malach told her that you're going to have a son, and he should be a Nazir. And it says, "Hu Yocher Lo Hishias Yisrael Mi Plishtin." He will begin to save Klal Yisrael from the Plishtin. All these years, the Plishtin were looting and capturing and hurting the Jews, and he will come and save the Eden. Who Yochel is Shias Yisrael? It's interesting. Lashon Yochel. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. It's a lashon of Layachel Devaray, which means to annul a shvuah. Who chal shvuah to Shavim Melech? Shavim Melech shvuah was annulled. That Avraham Avinu made a shvua to Avimelech, like it says in the pasuk that Avraham said that Avimelech said to Avraham, "Va'ata yishavali belekim heina im tishkar li ulanini ulanech." He'll do something bad to me, and they made a shvua. But here it was batal the shvua. Why? Because since they were starting up a Klal Yisrael, and therefore, if they annulled, they didn't keep to their side of the deal. So therefore, the Shvua was annulled, and it set the stage for Shimshon to do harm to the Plishtim. And the pasuk says further, "Vayigdal hanar vayivarcheu Hashem." The child grew up, Shimshon grew up, and Hashem benched him. Ma barchoi? What did he bench him with? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav shebarchu ba'amasai, that his amasai, which is his the ama. That the mokum we have tashmish from, that was gebenched. And the Gemara explains, Amosai kibnei Adam. His Amosai was like a regular person's Amo. Vizari, but his Zera that came out of his Amo, kenachal shaitif. Was a lot of Zera. It was a bracha in the Zera. There was a big amount of Zera. How do we know that's what Verechei Hashem means? So, first of all, Verechei, a lot of times, means with wealth. We don't find that Shimshon was very wealthy. And another reason how we know is that Vayivarcheu is, in Lashon Nar, the Nar, that's what stands out by a Nar, that he has Zera, that he starts getting Zera, and says Vayivarcheu that he had a lot of Zera, and there's a big bracha in his Zera. Vayikra Shimshon al Hashem, Vayoyma Hashem alikim, Zachreino v'cheskeino. This is already at the end of the story, when they gorged out Shimshon's eyes, and he was in the amphitheater, and he davened to Hashem, "Give me koyach one more time." It says, Shimshon al Hashem, "Vayomer Hashem elikim, zochreni no, remember me, v'chaskeni no, give me strength one more time, achapamazeh, it's one time, v'inokmo nekam achas ve'enei meplishtim, let me take an akama of one of my eyes from the plishtim." And Rashi explains why he says one eye. He says, "Schar achas ve'enei tainli b'nekama, give me the schar, one of the eyes, one of the suffering, one of my eyes, give me the schar with this nekama, and the other schar la'olam haba. So one of the eyes, give me the schar, and give me back my kayach so I can take revenge from the plishtim." Omer Rav, Omer Shimshon Mekarish Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalom, Zichor li esrim shana sheshfati es Yisrael, lo yamarti l'echamem, haver li makil makil makim. Let it be a schus of me that I was a shofar for 20 years and I never asked someone to help me out by bringing me something from Malkum to Malkum, even though we'll see later on in the Gemara the Shimshon couldn't walk well. Still, he never asked a favor from anyone. For 20 years, he was a shofar, didn't ask a favor from anyone. For that schus of being such a reliable shofar, let me have, remember me and give me my kayach. And there's a Girsay Esim Vishtayim, the Mashah is busy with this. Mashah points out that what the Gemara maybe means is that it says twice in the Psukim that Shimshon was a shofet for 20 years. It says it in the end of Perek Tezayin, the last pasuk, says, "Who shofat es Yisrael esrim shana?" And in Perek Tezvav also, pasuk Chaf also mentions that he was a shofet for 20 years. "You spoke this shofet made plishtim esrim shana." Why does it say twice? 20 years. He was only a shofet for 20 years. Why is it repeated twice? So he brings down from Yishalmi that the pshat is that for 20 years after he died, the plishtim was scared of the Yidim because of Shimshon. So Shimshon really ruled and was a shofet for 40 years because 20 years after he died, he still had the fear of Shimshon on the plishtim. Zok the Gemara vayit, "Vayelech Shimshon vayilkoy shloishmeya shu'alim." This is talking about when he went to Timnos, the first place he went to Timnos, where he married someone from Timnos. And Lamaisa, what happened was the father of that lady gave her away to someone else. And Shimshon was very upset. And Shimshon burnt down the entire city. How did he burn down the city? So it says he took 300 foxes and he tied them tail to tail. And then he set them on fire. And they went crazy. And that burnt down the whole entire city. So Vas Epe Shualim, why did he pick a fax? Maishna Shualim. Omar Rabbi Eva Bar Negdi, Omar Rabbi Chiyah Ba'ab, Omar Shimshon Yavoi, Misha Chazal Achayra, Avifu Pushim Chazal B'Shvasam. He said, Shimshon said like this, that Shualim, the derech is when a fax, when you try to capture it, it goes backwards. It recedes backwards. It goes away backwards. So the same thing is trying to make a remez that the plishtim also a chayzer on their shvuah. The Gemara goes further. Tanya, Om Rav Shimon HaChosid, Ben Ksefav Shal Shimshin, Shishin Amahoya. The width of the shoulders of Shimshin was 60 amos. Some say it can't be kapshuta because if width of his shoulders was 60 amos, like 100 feet, how do you live between regular people? But upon him, the Gemara says, that's not why it is Ksefav. How do you know? Shinam, it says in the Pasuk, Vayishkav Shimshin HaChatzi Laila, Vayakav Chatzi Laila, and Vayechaz Vadalsois Shara Ir, Vashteyam Azuzois, Vayisoam Imabriach, Vayosem Al Ksefav. This is talking about when Plishtin was in Aza. This is the second stop. We was in a base Zoyna, and they tried to capture him over there and try to kill him there. So he woke up in the morning and he just walked out of Aza together with the entire door lock bolt, the whole thing on his shoulders. It says, "Vayakum chatzir lael v'yechayz b'dalsoyis." Woke up in the middle of the night and v'yechayz b'dalsoyis shariyir. Grabbed him to the doors, which they amzuzos both door posts. V'yisoyim abriach, and he took it with the lock. V'yosok seif and put it on his shoulders. And from the lashon of akseifav, the mashal says is a diak that he all fit onto his shoulders. Ugmiri, and we have a masaira. It's not less than 60 amas. Because it was 60 amas wide, that's how wide it was, and it all fit on his ksefav. It must be he was 60 amas wide. The pasuk says further that this is after the third wife, Delilah, and Delilah Lamaisa cut his hair, and he lost his koyach, and he gave him over to the plishtim, and what they did was they blinded him, and they put him into jail. And it says in the pasuk, "Vayihi toichem beis asurim." Pasuk pshat is that they made him work; they made him grind wheat in the beis asurim. But Rabbi Yechon has a different taich. Om Rabbi Yechon, "Ein tchina eloshen avera." This loshen tchina is loshen avera. V'cheinu oimer, which means a loshen of aniuf, loshen of znos. V'cheinu oimer, like it says in the pasuk, "Titchan la'acha ishti," which we'll see later on in the Gemara and Darshan. That means that his wife is being unfaithful and being mizadu other people. So you see, titchan loshen of znos. Melameds, what is it teaching us about Shimshin? Melameds kol echav echad heviloyes ishta lebeis asurim. All the plishtim willingly brought their own wives to raise Asurim in order that Shimshin should have beer with them and should have children as big as Shimshin, as strong as Shimshin. Amra Papa, Hayadarma Inchi, that's what people say. Kame de Shasi Chamra Chamra. Someone who's used to drinking wine, bring him wine. Kame Refuka, someone who is busy with gardens all day, bring him Gerida Duvla, bring him Tapia Rockus. Duvla is Tapia Rockus, Rashi says. Duvla is min yeraku. So bring him a thing a basket of yerek. So here also, Shimshin, who was very busy with Noshim Plishtiyos, so therefore at the end, he landed up with a lot of Noshim from the Plishtim. Anyone who is mezana, ishtoi mezanenas olav. His wife also will be mezana. If the man is unfaithful, the isha will also be unfaithful. So remember, it says in the pasuk, "Im niftach libi al isha, va pesach rei arafti." If you go ahead and you are unfaithful, the next pasuk says, "Titchan lacha ishti va aleha yichur acherim." Other people then will be mezana with your wife. That's what the saying people say. Iu Beikari, he is busy with big pumpkins or big gourds. Veitzei Beibutzini, and his wife is busy with small gourds, but all the same thing. All this comes from the same stack. That means if the man, the husband is a Rasha, the Isha is also a Rasha. They're all the same thing. He's a bigger Rasha, less of a Rasha. Another drasha from Rabbi Yechanan. V'am Rabbi Yechanan, Shimshin don es Yisrael kaviyam shevashmayim. Shimshin was don klai Yisrael like aviyam shevashmayim. Shinemar don yodin amoy ka'achad Shiftei Yisrael. This is a bracha the Yaakov Avinu gave to his children. It says Yodin Amik Achad Shiftei Yisrael. Also Ka'achad. Ka'achad means like a Kares Baruch Hu, who is Achad Shiva'olam. So he was his mishpat, his din, his judging was mamish b'tzedek like a Kares Baruch Hu. Ke'ein a Kares Baruch Hu. Zog the Gemara. Bar Miyechanan Amemra Shimshin Al Shmoyz a Kares Baruch Hu Nikra. The name Shimshin has in it the name of a Kares Baruch Hu. Shinema says in the pasuk, "Ki Shemesh Umogin Hashem Elokim." Hashem is a protector of us. Shemesh is a lotion of like a wall. Umogin Hashem is a shield to us. That's what it is. Shimshin comes to the word Shemesh, which means Hashem, that is lotion of protection. Rashi says Shemesh is lotion choyma kamoy v'samti kodko shimshasayich. Shemesh can be a lotion of a wall. And Shimshin, it comes from that pasuk Shemesh. That's what the name Shimshin comes from. So it has in it Shmoyz Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Break the Marakasha El Miata Lo Yimacha. It should be also to be Moicha the name of Shimshin, because since, or the name of Shemesh could be the question is, but either way, either Shemesh Shimshin should be also to Moicha that name, because it's one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, no, he didn't mean that it was mamish the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because then Taka, we also to erase that. Ella, he meant like this, Me'ein Shemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because my HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megin Al Kolam Kulay, Av Shem Shem Megin B'dayroi Al Yisrael. We just meant like this, just like the Shemesh is Megin, that's why Hashem Elikim is also Megan. That's what Pasuk means. And Shimshon also was saying, just like Hashem is Megan, Shimshon also was like Hashemish that was Megan. It's just similar to Hashem. Avada is not Hashem's name, Mamish. And Ayin Toisvis, which declares that Shkam El Fizeh, that the word Shalom, which also Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should not be able to erase, because you see from this Gemara that if Shemesh will be a Shemesh, then we won't be able to erase it. So Toisvis has a kasha, Tamil Revi, Maishnabish, Mishalom, Don Parakash Shabbos, that you're not allowed to say it in the base of Merchitz. And still, we don't find that's one of the Shemesh, the Inner Mechakim. So Tais says maybe it's a ton of a Shire, so it's a big Shire, Taka, if you're allowed to erase the name Shalom, because it's Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bilam Chigar Ragla Achas Haya. Bilam was, he was limping one foot, he limped with one foot. And one foot was limping. Shanam is in the Pasik, by Yelach Shefi, and Shefi is Loshen, that it's Shaf Meduchte, like Rashi says. That it's that the joint was dislodged, and therefore he walked with a limp. Shimshin Chigar B'shtei Raglav, he limped with both legs. Shanam is in the Pasik, well, by the Birchas Yaakov Tadon, it says, Shifain Ali Oirech, and Shifain is Loshen, a double Shefi, which means in both legs he had a Shefi. There were five people who had unbelievable kaiches, me'ein shel milo. It was supernatural, it was bigger than the kayach of a regular human. They all got hurt in that kayach, in that special supernatural talent they had. Shimshin, bekaicha. Shimshin had major kaiches. El Maisa, that's the part of his onus was, he lost his kayach. Shaul b'tzavare. Shaul says he's from Shechmo v'lemaila. He was very tall, a very long neck. Lemaisa, he died b'tzavare. The Gemara is going to speak out everyone. Av Shalom b'sayre. Av Shalom very long hair, very nice hair. Tzidkiyo be'enov. He had beautiful eyes. And Asa b'raglov. And Asa had very good feet. I guess very powerful feet. And that Rashi is both on Tzidkiyo and Asa. Rashi says lo yedanu menolon nishtan l'shvach v'chein Asa b'raglov. Well, came Shalom Rabbi that Tzidkiyo and Asa had these special talents in the eyes and in the feet. The Gemara explains how each one was loka, which means they got punished in that thing that the supernatural talent. Shimshim v'koychei. The Chassid says in the pasuk that when Lila took off his hair, v'yoser koychei v'olav. The Lord says koyach. Shaul b'tzavari. The Chassid says in the pasuk, v'yikach Shaul asacherav v'yipolah. Shaul fell on his cherav when the Plishtim were coming at him, and he's about to be killed. He fell on his sword and he died that way. So you see, he died by his neck. Avshalom b'sayrik, Amelia, come on, the Gemara will say later on, they got caught in his hair. Tzidkiyo b'einav, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, was Einei Tzidkiyo Iver, it says that the Risham, the Vuchanetza, when he captured Tzidkiyo, and he killed his children, and afterwards he blinded his eyes. Asa v'raglav, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Rak zikhnose cholos raglav, he couldn't walk so good in the end of his life, even though he had very good raglov, the Maisa, that he suffered from his feet at the end of his life. I don't know who Rav. Shach zosoy poidagra. He got the sickness called poidagra. In the art school, they teach that it means gout. It means gout. Omalei mazutu b'reid Rav Nachman, le Rav Nachman, basically his father. Heichi domi, what does it feel like? Heichi domi poidagra, what does that feel like? What does this sickness feel like? Omalei, he said, it's kemachat b'basa achai. It's like a needle in your live skin, your live basar. That's what it feels like. It's very painful. And if it's a gout, it says it's very painful. Mano yada, had Rav Nachman know this is what it feels like. So three piyotim. Yikadar mecha shava choshba. He himself had this machlos. He knew what it felt like. Yikadamri Rabbi Shmuel heard from his Rebbe. That's what it feels like. It feels like a machat in basachai. Yikadamri, Shoyd Hashem liyareyav uberisa leyadiyam. Hashem tells the ones that fear him secrets. We had a similar idea before with Ben Azai. We got it a shir of Yichud, the shir of Tumah, and said Ben Azai was not married. So how did he know? We had similar three pshatim right there. Why did Asa get oinish? What did he do wrong? And for the Gemara, Asa and Garav Nechamim, he enlisted all the Tamidachamim to work in the Avodas HaMelech. Shneva Melech Asa Shmia, he gathered his kol Yehuda Ein Naki. Everyone had to come. Ein Naki, no one was part of this work. This work had to do with a certain tower that the Goyim built. He wanted to take it down. Ayin Shalom in the Pesukim, but it says that he made everyone work. What's my Ein Naki? Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, it's referring to a full chasam mechedra v'kal mechbasi. He took out a chasam from his yichud room and kal from the chuppah in order to work. How do you see the word Ein Naki? Because it says in the Pesuk in Parashat Kesetz, Ein Naki Yilei Beisai, that part of a chasam is son of a son, Naki Yilei Beisai. Ein Naki, there was no Naki. Everyone was included, including the chasam, had to come work. And of course, the Nidachamim as well. The Gemara goes back to Shimshon. So remember, Shimshon, the first place he went to marry a Isha from Plishtim was in Timnas. So it says in the Pasuk, Vayered Shimshon Timnasa. Shimshon was coming from Eretz Yisrael, went down to Timnas. Sounds like Timnas was lower. V'chsev, it says by Yehuda, with the Maisa with Tamar, after Tamar married his two kids, Ervaina, and they died, the Maisa Tamar went back home, and it says that Yehuda was going up to Timna, and that's where he met Tamar dressed up like a Zayna, and Tamar met Yehuda there. So it says in the Pasuk, Hinech Chomech Oila Timnasa. Your father was coming up to Timnasa. Oila, it's also an Oila. Oila sounds like he's coming up. So before he said that Timnas is going down, and here it says, going up, Amar Rav Elazar, Shimshon Shinas Ganaba, Shimshon, that this place Timnas was not a good thing for him, because he landed up marrying one of Bnei Plishtim, and that was a sickle tying on him. So Ksibbe Yerida, it's a Yerida for him to go to Timnas. Yehuda Shnasalaba, Yehuda, from this came out, Peretz Vizarach came out, the Melachim and the Nevi'im came out of this, like we'll see later on in the Gemara, Ksiv Bey Aliyah, therefore it's Aliyah. That's one Teretz why it says Yerida and Aliyah. Yerida by Shimshon and Aliyah by Yehuda. There are two Timnois, Chada by Yerida, Chada by Aliyah. There's two different places. One you have to get there by going down, one you have to go by going up. Rapapa Ama, Chada Timna Havai. There's only one Timna. But it depends which direction you're coming from. The Asim Haigis, if you come from one direction, you read it, Well, the Haigis, another direction, Aliyah, it's Aliyah. Kigoin, there's other places like this, like Vardunya, Ubeiberi, Veshuka Denerish. Like a place called Shuka Denerish, which we actually have in Mesechta's Erevin, at the end of the fifth parak, there's a case there of Denerish, Shashayadir. Zogt Gemara Vayter, it says in the Pasuk, this is by Tamar. It says that Tamar heard her father-in-law was coming up, and Vateshev b'Pesach Enayim, she sat by the Pesach Enayim, by the door, the opening, the doorway to Enayim. What's Enayim? I never heard of a city called Enayim. Amar Rav Chisandri, Melamed Shaholchav Yoshlo Pischa Shem Avraham Avinu. She went and sat by the Pesach of Avraham Avinu. It means the direction where Avraham Avinu's tent was, where it used to be. Malkum Shkol Enayim Soifas Aroise. Everyone's like looking there because they remembered that was a place where everyone had a good place to eat, and that was a place where the Chnas Archim was. So that's why it's called Pesach Enayim. All Enayim always turned towards there. Rav Chanan Amar Rav, Malkum Mujus Shema Enayim. No, it was a place called Enayim. Pesach Enayim is a place called Enayim. Mechenu Ayim, Takafayin Yeshua, Tapuach Ve'Enam. There's a place called Enam. So that was that place. That's where he was. That's where she was, waiting for Yehuda to meet Yehuda. Rav Shmuel Achmeinu Amar, Shinosne Enayim L'Devarel Kushutava. She gave clarity to her words when Yehuda was Teveya her Faznus. Yehuda wanted to know, is she Jewish? Is she Anida? And Amar La, Yehuda asked her, Shema Nachusat, maybe you're Oyvind Avodah Zarah. Amar Lei, Gieris Ani, I'm a Gieris. Shema Eishes Ishat, maybe Eishes, maybe married. Amar Lei, Penuy Ani, no, I'm single. Shema Kibol Bach Avuch Kedushim, maybe your father is a Kabbal Kedushim for you. Amar Lei, Yisoyma Ani, I'm a Yisoyma, my father couldn't have a Kabbal Kedushim for me. And if my mother or sister married me off, that doesn't count, that's a Kedushim Daraisa. And Rashi explains the Fiza, that's why it wasn't a problem being her father-in-law either, because the Kedushin to Erva Oinon was not a derived stick of the Kedushin, because it was only done Ayidei Aim Va'achim, and not Ayidei, her father. So, because he said her father died when she was very little, and the father did not marry her off. That's what she said, Tamar said. So Rashi says, there's a famous Medrash that says that Tamar was beat the Shal Shame. If it was beat the Shal Shame, then Shame was... Shame died in the 60th year of Yaakov, and Yaakov now was over 110. So he died already 50 years ago. So it couldn't be that she was still a katana when she got married to Erev Ha'inon, because she couldn't be a katana then, because she had to be born more than 60 years before. So he says, if feed this Gemara, you have to say that she was not the daughter of Shame. Maybe she was a granddaughter of Shame, but she wasn't a daughter of Shame. Akapanim goes further, more questions. So, Shema Temeya, at maybe you're Anida. Amalei, Tahira, and you know I'm a Tahira. And that was what it means. Leinayim, she gave clarity to her situation. And then we know that Taka, Yehuda was Baala, and the Taka had twins. And we'll get to that story later on, how, you know, the whole story, how she did not embarrass Yehuda. And Yehuda was Maida. We'll see that later on. Zokta, we'll see that, we saw before already on Dav Zayna Beis about Yehuda being Maida, but we'll see later on about her not embarrassing Yehuda. It says in the Pasuk regarding Avraham Avinu, once you mention Avraham Avinu, there's a Pasuk regarding Avraham Avinu, it says like this, Vayita Eishel Vereshava, Avraham planted an Eishel Vereshava, Amar Shlokesh, Melamin Sheosa Pardes, because Lashon Netiyah sounds like he planted something, made a Pardes, he made a big orchard, not to be Komi to be Godim, he put in all the pears, beautiful pears there. Rabbi Yehuda Nechemya, Chad says it's a Pardes, like we just said, Pundik, it was a place to sleep. And Rashi says, the Eishel stands for Achila, Shesia, and Leviya. Because the first part, Eishel is a type of tree. Now, Eishel means an inn. So the inn stands for Achila, Shesia, Leviya, which is a place where they ate, and then they will laugh at them when they left. So the Gemara, Bishlom, Laman, the Yomar, Pardes, Hanuch, Sevaita, says Vaita. Elo, man, the Amar, Pundig, Mai, Loshon Vayita, the more answers. Chachsim, the Pasuk says in Daniel, Vayita, Oloi, Apadnoi. They see by even building a castle, we use Loshon Vayita. So sometimes when you pitch a tent, it's called Vayita, and that's why here it says use Loshon Vayita. So it says there that he planted an Eshel, and Vayikra Shom, B'Shem Hashem, Kele Elam. And there he called B'Shem Hashem. What does that mean? Orange Lakush, Al Tikra Vayikra, Elo, Vayakri, top of Amma base, top of Yonam base, Elo Vayakri. Which means Malamed Shehikri Avraham Avinu L'Shmoi Shekarish Baruch Hu Befeh Kol Oyver V'Shav. He enabled all the guests, they all gave praise to Hashem for their food. How? Ketzad. L'achol she'achol v'shosu, after they finished eating, so the guests stood up, Amdu L'Varcha, they came to thank Avram. Omar Lahem, Echi M'Shaliach Chaltav, Yifam Mi, M'Shalach Hei Oylam Achaltav, he ate from the God of the world. Give praise and bracha to the one who said, who made the entire world, the Rabbanu Shlom. Give bracha to the Rabbanu Shlom. That was the whole purpose of the Eishel, was to bring Roivimus and Shvach Vaidot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.